Idaho voters' pamphlet for the general election on Tuesday, November 3, 2020. This Idaho voters' pamphlet has been published by Lawrence Denny, Idaho Secretary of State. This audio recording can be found on the Idaho Commission for Libraries website at libraries.idaho.gov, or you may request a copy by contacting the Talking Book Service at 800-378-4351. This pamphlet contains 10 pages plus a cover page. This audio recording contains markers allowing direct access to the table of contents and each section of the pamphlet as outlined in the table of contents at level 1. This recorded edition contains the entire text of the print edition. Some text has been modified, and a table of contents has been created by the Idaho Commission for Libraries to better suit this audio recording. Table of Contents. Cover Page. Letter from the Idaho Secretary of State. Page 1. Summary information for the proposed Idaho Constitutional Amendment, HJR 4. Page 2. Statements for the proposed amendment, HJR 4, page 2. Statements against the proposed amendment, HJR 4, page 3. What your vote will do, page 3. Know your voting options, page 4. How we secure your absentee ballot, page 6. Important dates to remember, page 8. For other questions, page 9. Voter registration form, page 9. County Clerk Office's phone numbers, page 10. Idaho Voters Pamphlet. General Election, Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020. This guide contains summary and contact information for the proposed Idaho Constitutional Amendment appearing on the November 3rd, 2020 ballot. Election Day voting from 8 o'clock a.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. Proposed Idaho Constitutional Amendment HJR 4. How absentee voting works. Contact information. County clerk information. Published by Lawrence Denny. Lawrence Denney. Idaho Secretary of State. Letter from the Idaho Secretary of State. Dear Idahoan, this voter pamphlet has been prepared to help serve as a reference for you. The information presented here is intended to help you make an informed decision at the polls. By voting, you have the privilege to help select your local, state, and national leaders, and you also have a part in making Idaho's laws. I encourage you to exercise this privilege by voting in the general election, Tuesday, November 3rd. Also included in this pamphlet is important information on voter identification requirements, registering to vote, voting accessibility, and absentee voting options. You can check your voter registration status anytime by visiting idahovotes.gov. This website will also help you find the location of your polling place, register to vote, update your voter registration, and request an absentee ballot. IdahoVotes.gov also has helpful information on voting accessibility and the many types of voter assistance available in Idaho. Every vote counts. Voting is one of your most powerful rights and an important responsibility. I encourage you to take the opportunity to let your voice be heard by voting in the general election, Tuesday, November 3rd. Your vote is important. Sincerely, Lawrence Denny, Secretary of State. Summary information for the proposed Idaho Constitutional Amendment HJR 4. Amendment number and question HJR 4. Shall Section 2, Article 3 of the Constitution of the State of Idaho be amended to require that the Senate shall consist of 35 members? And shall Section 4, Article 3 of the Constitution of the State of Idaho be amended to require that the legislature shall be apportioned to 35 legislative districts? Legislative Council's statement of meaning, purpose, and results to be accomplished. The purpose of the proposed amendment is to permanently set the number of senators in the Idaho legislature, as well as the number of legislative districts in Idaho, at 35. There are twice as many representatives as senators, which this amendment would not change. Since 1992, there have been 35 districts and senators, but the Idaho Constitution permits as few as 30 and as many as 35 districts and senators, with the number determined during redistricting, the process of redrawing legislative district boundaries after a United States census. If this amendment is adopted, the number of districts and senators would be fixed at 35 and could not be changed during redistricting. Statements for the proposed amendment, HJR 4. 1. Setting the number of districts at 35 would prevent the number of districts from being reduced during redistricting in 2021. If the number of districts is reduced, Idaho would have fewer legislators, meaning that Idahoans would have less representation in the legislature at a time when the state's population is growing and the legislature is addressing complex issues related to population growth. With fewer legislators representing more constituents, Idahoans would have less access to their legislators, limiting their ability to discuss issues of concern with the people elected to represent their interests. Additionally, with more constituents per legislator, legislators might not be able to provide as many individuals with constituent services. 2. Setting the number of districts at 35 and thus preventing any reduction in the number of districts would also keep urban and rural interests in balance. If the number of districts is reduced, rural residents could be added to mostly urban districts, and urban residents could be added to mostly rural districts. This could result in legislators being less responsive to some constituents' interests than others. Furthermore, reducing the number of districts might require districts of great geographical size, which could include many communities that have few interests in common. Large districts might also make travel difficult, and more remote areas of the district could be ignored by legislative candidates during campaigns and by elected legislators who focus on areas where more constituents live. By preserving 35 districts, this amendment makes it more likely that Idaho residents will have representation responsive to their local interests. 3. Redistricting in Idaho is done by the bipartisan Citizens Commission for Reapportionment and is often contentious. If the number of districts is set by law, the commission would not need to determine the number of districts, eliminating a potential point of conflict between the commissioners. Statements against the proposed amendment, HJR 4. 1. Redistricting is a complicated process, because redistricting plans must comply with several legal requirements that can be in conflict with each other. For example, districts must be roughly equal in population, but must also avoid, to the extent possible, splitting up counties and communities, even though some counties and communities have significantly larger populations than others. Redistricting plans that fail to comply with all requirements can be challenged in court. By adding another fixed requirement, this amendment would make redistricting more difficult and might invite court challenges. The Commission currently has the flexibility to determine the number of districts within a certain range, because it is possible that a plan with 30 larger districts could better satisfy legal requirements than a plan with 35 smaller districts. The Commission's flexibility should be preserved. 2. Changes to the redistricting process should be proposed well in advance of a redistricting year, with enough time to consider all possible consequences of the change. This amendment would cause a significant change to be made right before redistricting occurs in 2021, without sufficient time to consider the consequences. 3. Reducing the number of legislative districts would mean a corresponding reduction in the number of legislators. This would reduce the size of the government and could potentially save public funds spent on legislator salaries and benefits. What your vote will do. A yes vote would approve the proposed Idaho constitutional amendment to permanently set the number of senators and legislative districts in Idaho to 35. A no vote would make no change to the current Idaho Constitution. Know your voting options. First, make sure you are registered to vote by October 9th. Visit idahovotes.gov or contact your county clerk to register as a new voter, review, or update your registration information. If you have moved or changed your name, for example, then choose one of the following options to cast your vote in the November 3rd general election. Option 1, vote by absentee ballot. Request. The deadline to request an absentee ballot is October 23rd. Return. Your voted absentee ballot must be received by the county clerk's office no later than 8 o'clock p.m. local time on November 3rd. Absentee ballots may be requested online at idahovotes.gov or by paper request form to your county clerk. You can track the status of your absentee ballot online at idahovotes.gov. The Secretary of State highly recommends both requesting and returning your absentee ballot as soon as possible to reduce workloads on the county clerk's office and to allow for maximum transit time. We recommend that absentee ballots not mailed back prior to October 28th be delivered by hand. Check with your county clerk for delivery details. Use of idahovotes.gov to request an absentee ballot requires an updated voter registration that must include an Idaho driver's license number. Option 2, early voting. Early or in-person absentee voting dates vary by county, but run no later than October 30th. Check with your county clerk's office for details. Option 3, in-person voting on November 3rd. Polling locations are open from 8 o'clock a.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. on Election Day, November 3rd. Please bring a valid photo identification card with you to your polling location or be prepared to sign a personal identification affidavit in order to vote. Accepted forms of photo identification may be any one of the following: an Idaho driver's license or Idaho photo identification card, a U.S. passport or federal photo identification card, a tribal photo identification card, a current student photo ID issued by an Idaho high school or post-secondary education institution, a license to carry a concealed weapon issued by a county sheriff in Idaho. You may register to vote on Election Day at your polling location with a valid photo identification card and proof of residence. On the Idaho Votes website, you can 1. Register to vote, 2. Verify and update your voter registration information, 3. Confirm if you've requested an absentee ballot, 4. Track your absentee ballot status, 5. Find your polling location, 6. Do it all online at idahovotes.gov. How we secure your absentee ballot. Part 1, the request process. You can request your absentee ballot by October 23rd. Request online at idahovotes.gov or contact your county clerk. Requesting an absentee ballot online at idahovotes.gov. The requirements are: updated voter registration with Idaho driver's license number included, last 4 digits of your Social Security number, imports your signature from your voter record. This online request goes through a verification process. If it cannot be verified due to driver's license and/or Social Security number not matching voter record, please use a paper absentee ballot request form instead. If it is verified, your request is queued for processing with the county clerk's office. Once your request is processed, you are unable to submit further absentee ballot requests online or via paper form. Your absentee ballot will be issued and mailed. Requesting an absentee ballot through a paper form, the requirements are your name, address, and signature. This paper request goes through a verification process. If it cannot be verified, the county clerk's office will attempt to resolve non-matching information with the voter via letter or phone call, if available. Once resolved, the request is processed. If the issue is unresolved, the request is denied. Request status will reflect No request pending. You will need to update your voter registration and submit a new request. If the paper request is verified, the request is processed. You are unable to submit further absentee ballot requests online or via paper form. Part 2. Security measures. Each absentee ballot contains security measures to differentiate it from an unofficial ballot. After voting, fold and place your ballot in the secrecy envelope. This ensures your ballot choices remain unseen when returned. Your name is pre-printed on the return envelope and has a unique barcode associated with your voter record. Your signature is required on the ballot return envelope to validate with your signature on file. Part 3. Ballot return process. You're almost done. When the county clerk's office receives your return envelope, they do the following. First, your signature on the envelope is verified against your signature in your voter record. If they do not match, the envelope is not opened, and the county clerk will attempt to resolve the issue with the voter. Second, the outer return envelope is opened, and the secrecy envelope containing your ballot is removed. The county clerk's office will verify that only one secrecy envelope is included in the return envelope. If there are multiple secrecy envelopes in the return envelope, the county clerk will attempt to resolve the issue with the voter. Third, the secrecy envelope is opened and your ballot is removed. The county clerk's office will verify that only one ballot is contained in the secrecy envelope. If there are multiple ballots in the secrecy envelope, the ballots are spoiled. Fourth, your ballot is inspected for the proper security measures. The county clerk's office will verify that the ballot is official using the established security measures. If the security measures do not match, the ballot is held for investigation. Finally, your ballot is ready to be scanned for tabulation or prepared for hand counting, depending on your county. Important dates to remember. Friday, October 9th, last day to pre-register to vote. Friday, October 23rd, last day to request an absentee ballot. Friday, October 30th, last day for early voting. Election Day, Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020. Polls open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Voting requirements and options. Voter identification requirements. A poll worker will ask you to provide identification. Several forms of photo identification will be accepted on Election Day. If you are unable to present an acceptable form of photo identification, you may choose to sign a personal identification affidavit swearing to your identity and then vote. Please review the identification requirements on page 5 of this voter pamphlet or visit idahovotes.gov for more information. Voter registration. You can register to vote online or by mail up to 25 days before Election Day. After the pre-registration deadline, you can still register in person at your polling place on Election Day and then vote. For additional information about registering to vote, please visit idahovotes.gov or contact your county clerk's office. Accessibility. If you would like assistance to vote on Election Day, several options are available to you. These include getting assistance from a person of your choice, using voter assistance terminals, and absentee voting. Please visit the voting accessibility page of idahovotes.gov or contact your county clerk's office for detailed information about accessible voting options. Absentee voting. You may vote by absentee ballot if you are registered by the pre-registration deadline. You must request an absentee ballot online at idahovotes.gov or from your county clerk's office at least 11 days prior to Election Day. Additional information and absentee ballot request forms can be found on the absentee voting information page of idahovotes.gov or from your county clerk's office. Early voting. Early voting allows you to vote in person at an early voting location just as you would on Election Day. Please contact your county clerk's office for early voting locations and hours of operation. For other questions, please contact the Secretary of State's office, Elections Division, 208-334-2852. elections@sos.idaho.gov, 700 West Jefferson Street, Suite E205, Boise, Idaho, 83702. P.O. Box 83720, Boise, Idaho, 83720-0080. The Secretary of State and the Idaho Commission for Libraries have partnered to provide this voter information in a format accessible to the visually impaired. An audio version of this pamphlet is available from the Talking Books Service, TBS, for TBS users or on our website at idahovotes.gov. Voter Registration Form. If you are unable to access idahovotes.gov to register, to vote, or update your voter registration, please use the voter registration form on the bottom half of page 9 of the printed Idaho Voters pamphlet for the November 3, 2020 general election. When completed, cut it on the dotted line and mail the form to your county clerk's office. County clerk contact information is located on the back cover of the voter pamphlet and read in this recording. Note, the voter registration form is only if you need to update your voter information because you've moved, changed your name, etc., or to register as a new voter in Idaho. Idaho Voter Registration Form. Here are the required fields and information on the Idaho Voter Registration Form from left to right, top to bottom. 1. Last name. Print clearly in black ink. First name, middle name. 2. Enter Idaho driver's license number. If no Idaho driver's license, enter last four digits of Social Security number. I have not been issued an Idaho driver's license or Social Security number. Warning: any elector who supplies any information knowing it to be false is guilty of perjury, which is punishable by imprisonment and a fine of up to $50,000. 3. Are you a citizen of the United States of America? Yes, no. Will you be at least 18 years of age on election day? Yes, no. If you checked no for either questions, do not complete this form. 4. Date of birth, month, day, year. 5. Residence address. Do not use P.O. box or business address. If no street address, describe location of residence by cross streets, section, township, range, or other physical description. City, county, zip. Residence in Idaho, years, months. Male or female. Telephone number, optional. 6. Mailing address if different from residence address. City, county, zip. Address where previously registered, city, county, zip. 7. Political party. Select 1. Constitution, Democratic, Libertarian, Republican, unaffiliated, no party preference. 8. Check box if name change. Previous name. 9. Do you have any legal disqualifications? Yes, no. Idaho felons' rights are automatically restored upon completion of all sentencing conditions, including probation or parole. Under penalty of law, by signing this card, I certify that I am a citizen of the United States and that I shall have been a resident of Idaho and the county for 30 days before the next election at which I vote, that I am at least 18 years of age on election day, and I declare under oath or affirmation that the information supplied herein is true. 10. Signature. Sign on line below. Date of signature. Month. Day. Year.
County Clerk Offices. Ada, 208-287-6860. Adams, 208-253-4561. Bannock, 208-236-7329. Bear Lake, 208-945-2212. Benoit, 208-245-3212. Bingham, 208-782-3164. Blaine, 208-788-5510. Boise, 208-392-4431. Bonner, 208-255-3631. Bonneville, 208-529-1363. Boundary, 208-267-2242. Butte, 208-527-3021. Camas, 208-764-2242. Canyon, 208-454-7562. Caribou, 208-547-4324. Cache, 208-878-5240. Clark, 208-374-5304. Clearwater, 208-476-5615. Custer, 208-879-2360. Elmore, 208-587-2130. Franklin, 208-852-1090. Fremont, 208-624-7332. Gem, 208-365-4561. Gooding, 208-934-5479. Idaho, 208-983-2751. Jefferson, 208-745-7756. Jerome, 208-644-2714. Kootenai, 208-446-1030. Latah, 208-883-2249. Lemhi, 208-742-1666. Lewis, 208-937-2661. Lincoln, 208-886-7641. Madison, 208-359-6244. Minidoka, 208-436-9511. Nez Perce, 208-799-3020. Oneida, 208-766-4116. Owyhee, 208-495-2421. Payette, 208-642-6000. Power, 208-226-7611. Shoshone, 208-752-1264. Teton, 208-354-8780. Twin Falls, 208-736-4004. Valley, 208-382-7100. Washington, 208-414-2092.
End of Idaho Voters Pamphlet for the General Election on Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020. Recorded in the studios of the Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Service, September 2020. Read by Carla Stern and Barry Estes. Monitored by Colleen Clark. Reviewed by Colleen Clark. Further reproduction or distribution in other than a specialized format is prohibited. Please return this cartridge to the library so the next person may receive it. Thank you.